Welcome to Conversations in Equine Science. My name is Kate Acton and I'm joined by Nancy McLean, and this is the podcast where we take equine research and try and make it accessible to horse owners and enthusiasts alike. Remember that with each topic we discuss, it's important to get professional advice before implementing any of the strategies.
All too often, pain in ridden horses is labeled as bad behavior. The apparently sound horse is naughty, lazy, difficult, explosive, spooky, nappy, and more. These labels are wrong. Pain impacts all aspects of a horse's performance, including its partnership with the rider and its potential to progress. It does not always create lameness. Relieving pain can lead to greater potential, a deeper partnership, and improved performance. In the recently published book, Harmonious Horsemanship, Use of the Ridden Horse Ethogram to Optimize Potential, Partnership, and Performance, Sue Dyson and Sue Palmer share their professional knowledge and experience. Check it out. It can be bought from Troubadour Book Publishing or Amazon. Hi, everyone. This week, I thought we could discuss riding arena surfaces and footings. One of the reasons for this topic is my own arena, which is almost 12 years old now, needs a facelift. It's a little weary with use, weathering, substrate settling, and erosion. In researching for peer-reviewed papers, I found one that caught my attention titled, What Do Riders Want from an Arena Surface? Now, the authors on this are D. Holt, A. Northrup, J. Martin, A. Dackett, and Sarah Hobbs. Now, before I read this paper, I asked myself the same question. What do I want for my arena surface? Well, the answer to that would be a little give, not hardness, yet rain resistant, to where if you get a significant rain, you could possibly ride the next day. Also, maybe cushioning or spring, and that would be not deep. Probably the most depth I would want would be maybe 3 inches. And then I definitely don't want any slippage, or even in dry conditions, that slick where you see the horse's hoof kind of turning, trying to get a little grip. Now, I also said, what do I think horses would want in an arena footing? So I would guess stability, comfort, not too hard, and I'm talking about ground forces comfort. I do think an arena can hurt a horse's confidence if they don't feel grip, or there's too much grip, or deep, inconsistent areas. It can be a cause for worry on both horse and rider. And I also think what you need to consider is, do you have the implement to maintain and groom that arena and keep it in good condition? Now, I have an arena groomer, and I think that's why I've gotten a good 12 years out of my arena. There are changes I would make. I think we did some things that we didn't know better 12 years ago. Well, now there's plenty of research kind of giving you clues as to how you achieve a good arena. And I think it's individual specific, though, because each lay of the land is a little different. Your drainage is going to be a little different, your size, your width. I mean, you have to consider each little variable and how you can make that arena work for you and your horse. So the introduction on this paper is rider preference appears to be a large factor determining the selection of an arena surface. The negative reaction of the competitors to a surface used for the Olympic test event in 2011 was sufficient enough to initiate a change in the surface composition used for the 2012 Olympics, which were held in London. Now, the aim of this study was to quantify surface characteristics that riders perceive to be the most favored in a training and competition venue. Now, they did a survey on 342 riders, and they were asked to describe characteristics that they liked about their favorite venue across Northern England. The two most popular surfaces were harrowed before being measured at several plots. Now, the two surfaces were well-established wax and then sand and fiber arenas. So a biomechanical surface tester and traction device were used to compare the functional properties of these two surfaces. The respondents' reasons for choosing their favorite venue were associated with specific surface measures, including peak load, rebound timing or spring, and traction or grip. Anyway, the results were not surprising. The favorite venue was selected because the surface was not too deep or slippery, provided good support, spring, and cushioning. And that's exactly what I'm looking for in rehabbing my arena. And so the conclusion of this paper was that higher peak load values may be responsible for supporting a good performance and higher traction values could explain why riders felt that the surface was not slippery. So, and sometimes though you have to realize you can have too much grip, and then you'll know because the horse is tripping, it's not a fluid motion over the surface. That's also when there's not enough grip, they can't get a hold of the surface and really compete at the high performance that they normally do. So these footings are very, very important in the training as well as the performance of our equine athletes. So let's do a 180 and take what riders want to what makes the worst horse arena footing. And it would be what riders don't want. So they really don't want anything that is too deep, too hard, uneven, too loose, too dusty, shifting, rolling, and not draining. And as we said, a poor footing material just steals confidence and can cause unsoundness. So the damage might not happen right away, but over time, you'll see maybe a decline in performance or even unsoundness. So how can you determine if a riding surface is safe and a good surface for you and your horse? And I would say watch the horse go and look at the surface afterward. If you see a hoof imprint no deeper than 2 inches with no shifting of sand, then you know that you're on good footing for your horse. And you have to make sure this is what is going on throughout every area of that arena. Some arenas get deep on one end, shallow on the other. You want a good consistency. So let's talk about sand and fiber. Now, there are very, very many different types of sand. High quality sand is essential. And the next time you go look at a quarry or a construction supply, you know, you want sand that's hard, it's quartz, it's glacial, and angular. River sand has rounded particles, and the sand you want for your horse arena footing will be durable and angular, and that is what gives you better traction. And it has a long life expectancy. The particle size distribution of the sand plays an important role in the selection of the right arena substrate. So good sand isn't cheap. Don't be tempted to go with dirty sand or river sand. That's what we did wrong with my arena. They just don't provide the footing that you want. And when you add the fiber, they don't attach as readily. And they decompose quicker. They go into stone dust so fast. So, and sometimes there's even rocks that come up to the surface. So you also then can add your geotextile sand additives, and that's going to be your fibers. They're going to attach to the more expensive and angular sand, and it's going to give you spring and cushion, traction, consistency, and support. And then also, I think it's important to keep good moisture in the arena. Normally an outdoor arena, you'll get that with the weather patterns, but this year we're in a drought, so it's been a little tougher on the outdoor arenas. They might be a little slippery. They might be hard for the horses to gain traction on. So then you probably want to have a watering system in place that you can use. Now, one thing I wanted to add is about the depth of the arena. So you can put a layer of like 3 to 4 inches of high quality sand. Probably I would do 4 inches if you're jumping. But for dressage or flat work, I think 3 inches is sufficient. And then when you look at the footfalls, you're going to most probably have a 2-inch step or a 2-inch footfall when you measure. So your horse is in the arena, you see the footfalls, and you can take a ruler and measure that. That's how you're going to know if you're too deep. But tell you what, I don't think many of us have to measure it. You can see it and see that arena is inconsistent and maybe a little bit too deep. And don't forget, guys, the arena base is one of the first and one of the most important phases of building your arena. You do want to make sure that arena can drain, because you don't want to have a lake every rainfall event. You want it to drain, and you want it to drain in a transverse manner. So you want it to drain from all the different areas of the arena, and then it will all drain into one outlet. You know, I'm always kind of picky about where that outlet is. If you can use gravity and pick your lower area, it works great. But if you pick too low of an area, it's going to end up being a washout. So anyway, the second paper that I did look into was the development of the equestrian arena surface for the 2012 Olympic Games. And this is where they took the instruments to assess surface hardness, load carrying capacity, and uniformity. And they also opted to make a raised platform, and that helped that arena to drain and have the components that they wanted for those 2012 Olympics. So findings from this paper guided the decisions for the surface providers of the 2012 Olympic Games. And I think most people were very, very happy with it. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it this week. I'll put the links to both of these footing papers on the homepage. And if you have any questions, go ahead and Nancy_McLean7 on Instagram, or the Facebook page, Conversations in Equine Science. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.